Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Brian Ward.
Praise God. Wow. You know, the Moed, the appointed time. How many people have we prayed for this week? How many people have we actually prayed for this week that needs healing or delivering? How many people have we spoken to this week about the gospel of Jesus Christ? It's about, you know, Paul's right that we're not here just to be sitting here on a Sunday morning, but as we go out from here, you know, it's about going out. You know, Jesus says, he says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And, you know, that's our commission, guys. And if we don't do that, then people aren't going to know outside these four walls what we're about. And God's really been placing upon my heart about this going. You know, I was at a leaders' conference down in Horsham about a month ago. Sorry? Praise God. Well done, Rose. Praise God for Horsham. But I was down there about a month ago, and Ashley Shamira, I hadn't heard of him before, but he's a tremendous man of God, and he spoke this prophetic word over my life. And at 54-year-old, you know, you think, oh, yeah, I'm doing well, I'm going for God, and things are going great, you know. And then God all of a sudden speaks into your life about a new direction and a new type of ministry, you know. And basically, he was saying the words of my mouth, as I speak them out, it's going to be like a fishing net that's going to draw in many men and women to Christ Jesus. And most of you probably think, well, that's Brian's heart anyway. But yeah, it is my heart. But, you know, when you try to uncover and dig into what does that actually mean about my life? Well, where is God taking me now? What's the new chapter in my life? And it's the same for each and every one of us, but we're never too old. Jim and Rose, 65 years, Henry and Rose, 65 years old, 65 year married. And 53, my apologies. Some acceleration. Here's to your 65th anniversary. Hallelujah. 53 years married, you know, and God still working through their lives. Amen. Something new. And it's for all of us that God is taking us on a journey. And you may have only just started your journey recently. Maybe haven't you started your journey yet with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But he wants you to start today. If you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, speaking about this wonderful love. And it says in John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. And we talk about having a chair and a sofa offering. You know, there's no price in this world that can outpay the love that God has for every man and woman and child. Upon this, in this world, that he so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever should believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And I ask you this morning: have you got that everlasting life? Have you got that surety in your life of knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because it's all about this relationship. It's all about God creating, wanting a relationship with the created. The great creator wanting a relationship with the created that he had with Adam and Eve in that garden before sin came into the world. And it's a time where it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God in Romans 3 verse 23. But it says the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So there's a hope. You know, we don't have to be on that road of destruction, that wide road, but we can come upon a narrow road. The road is narrow, but the gate is narrow. But what it is, as you walk through that gate, Jesus Christ is with you. And he takes you from that place of destruction. He takes you from that place of where we want to do our own will and our own thing. And he says, well, do my thing, because I want to bless you. I want to give you every spiritual blessing that Paul was talking about last week in Ephesians, in chapter 1, from verse 3 to 14, as God speaks that eulogy over you. A eulogy is spoken over someone that's normally dead. Well, die today to your sin and become alive in Christ Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, that whosoever, if you put your name in there, that is, Brian, if I believe in Jesus Christ, if I believe in him, then I'm going to come away from that place of destruction and my own will and my own ideas, and I'm going to be placed in a place where God wants me to be walking in relationship with him, hand in hand. He's going to go through everything that I go through. It doesn't matter if it's a mountain high or a wonderful green grass, pastures green. He's going to be holding my hand and he's going to go through it with us. And he wants to go through it with you today. And he wants to say, yes, come with me because I love you and I like you. And he says, today is a day for you to have that experience and that time of coming to know me. He predestined us. There's a predestination of each and every one of us that we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Because his plan and purpose for our lives is a lot better than the plan and purpose that we have for our own life. And I know that for everyone here today, that plan and purpose, he's already written it. It's, your name is in that book of life. And what he's saying is, he says, yes, I know I am the beginning from the end. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. And he says, as I walk with you, I'm going to take you along this place with me. And as we go together, you're going to see many things in your life. And I'm going to use you for this purpose. I'm going to use you for that purpose. And you're never too old for me. And it doesn't matter if you're the age of 16 this morning, or 18, or 20, or 17, or 70. It's never too late to say, take my hand, Lord. Cry out to the living God and say, yes, I want you in my life, Jesus, this morning. Come on, I'll just thank the Lord for his love for you, each and every one of you today. And he doesn't just love those here this morning, but he loves those that we're working with, those in our universities. If you're a university student here this morning, in our workplace, our neighbours. And it's because we have the life and the love within us, is that being able to take that river, it says, so wide and so deep is my love for you, that it just flows through me and through you, and it affects people around us that we have a relationship with. There's many ways of preaching the gospel. Reinhard Bonnke seems to do it very well with huge meetings of maybe, I don't know, what he gets these days, probably over 1,000 people, I don't know. The days of Billy Graham, of when he did his crusades over in this country. How many went to one of Billy Graham's crusades? Wow, that's quite a few people. And yet today, to stand on a street corner and to preach the gospel, people might think you're mad. I don't know if that's still relevant today or if it's still about making just relationships with the people that we know. You know, there's many different ways of praying. There's many different ways of leading people to Christ. But what it is, it's not out of my experience or out of my strength. It's just being obedient to God and saying, flow through me, Holy Spirit. I'm willing. Use me. Are you willing this morning to be used by God? Are you willing this morning to say yes to God and that you are then able to lead someone else to the Lord Jesus Christ? You might just be sowing that one seed. That seed of help, you know. Kevin was just talking about a relationship, and it's true. You know, it's as we love others, it's out of that love that God has placed in us that we see lives touched and changed. We had an awesome time on Street Angels last night. There's a fantastic, Elka was praying like she was praying out of her socks. The prayer beforehand was just awesome. And we wanted to meet people and have God encounters with people that as we speak to them, it's not just about handing out the flip-flops and the bottles of water, which is acts of love. But it's something that's within us that brings life and change into people's lives, that they're experiencing an encounter with God as they see you upon the streets. And there's two ladies last night that joined us from Whitby, and they're starting to launch Street Angels in Whitby come July. And these two ladies, there's such an excitement in them as they were being hugged by the people of Scarborough and the visitors in Scarborough. And there's such a buzz about them because they're out there wanting to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. And they're going back to Whitby to share that with them. And we've got some more women coming out, Steve, next weekend. I think it's your team out next weekend. And then in June, the whole of June, I've got people coming from Bridlington because they're wanting to start Street Angels. I think, Lord, maybe this is just my calling, you know, just to do Street Angels and see. Maybe that's a new evangelistic tool.
Come on.
Yeah. But praise God. Amen. Where are we going to see, Lord? You know what Paul was saying last week is about going. It's he said we're handpicked, we're chosen by God, and each one of us here this morning is handpicked and chosen by God. You might not know it yet, but that's his plan and purpose for your life is to have that relationship with him, because he loves you and likes you. And it's being handpicked, it's being chosen even before the creation of the world began, that he chose you and me. I think, wow, what an honour to be able to just go about my daily life and wanting to see that love of Christ within me just be expressed to others around me. And it's the same for you as well. And I was looking at the Holy Spirit and about the fruitfulness. And the fruitfulness of the Holy Spirit, it says, God said, he said, I'm going to send another comforter to you, one exactly like me. And he's going to reveal to you the truths and the things that I've spoken of. And that Holy Spirit comes to live in us, and we get baptized by the Holy Spirit, and the gifts are released within us. And the love of God is released within us. And as we're filled each time that we come to Christ and say, Holy Spirit, just fill me afresh. Because it's just not for me to be filled by the Holy Spirit, but it's for it to live out of me. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit is the love and the joy and the peace and the patience and the kindness and the goodness and the faithfulness and the gentleness. And these are all the characteristics of Jesus Christ himself. And it's experiencing and it's seeing that fruit, being fruitful. And the reason why we can't do it on our own is because the fruit that we develop on our own is only going to last for a season. Maybe not even a season, maybe a day or a week. And the things that we do sometimes on our own strength, we say, well, that looks good today, but tomorrow it might be gone. But as we abide in Jesus Christ, as we walk with him, as we're in the vine, as it says in John 15, he says you'll produce fruit for the rest of your life, and it'll be good fruit. But we can't do it away from him. Let's just look at John 15 a minute. Hallelujah. John chapter 15, if you've got your Bibles with you, let's turn together. And it says, I am the true vine, and my Father tends this vine. He cuts out every branch of me that does not produce fruit. Even the fruitful branches he carefully prunes, so that in the future they will bear even more fruit. You have already been pruned through the words I have spoken to you. Stay living in me, and I will continue to live in you. It is impossible for any branch to be fruitful if it is separated from the vine. So what does that mean? That means if we walk away from Jesus, if we try to do things in our own strength, then nothing's going to really happen. There's going to be no produce. You have already to live in the vine. In the same way, it would be impossible for you to bear fruit if you were not to remain living in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches in the vine. Anyone who continues to live in me and I in him will be abundantly fruitful. But outside of me, you can do absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. For anyone who does not continue to live at one with me is like a branch that is thrown away and so withers. All such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. By contrast, if you continue to live at one with me and my words continue to live in you, you can ask for anything you want and it will be given you. My Father will be glorified and honored in your lives because you will bear much fruit and so demonstrate that you are truly my disciples. I have loved you in exactly the same way that my Father loves me, so continue to live in my love. You will remain in my love if you obey what I've commanded you, in the same way that I've remained in my Father's love by obeying what he commanded me. I've told you this because I want you to have within you the same joy that is in me. I want you to be absolutely full of my joy. You know, the joy of the Lord is where we get our strength from. The joy of the Lord is where we get our strength from. The joy of the Lord is where I get my strength from. Whoa, that's Amen. Why I like to worship him. That's why I like to Amen. Praise him. That's why I want to live for him. There's many of us that have been trying in our own strength. Stop trying in your own strength and just rest in him. Remain in him. Abide in him. And know his peace for you. Now in Proverbs 12:15 it says, an anxious heart weighs a man down. How many people have been anxious recently? I just sense the spirit of anxiety that's been upon people. Just hands up again. Well, anxiety, anxious. It weighs you down. You know what the remedy is for an anxious heart? for a heavy heart. Just as a kind word cheers him up. The rest of that proverb says, an anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. We start to become anxious about the situation that we find ourselves in. It doesn't take long for us to be weighed down, to become grumpy, for our relationships to start to, you know, to struggle with maybe our wife or our husband, for our family. And we can always say, oh yeah, I've had a great week. And yet you might have had a terrible week. Let's be honest with one another, folks. How can we help each other and pray for one another and build the church up and encourage one another if we're not honest with one another? A spirit of anxiety, I don't see it broken off this morning. Amen. Let's stop being anxious. Anxiety. Am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? These are the lies of the enemy that come to us, you know. They try to, you know, he's called the deceiver of the brethren for a purpose. He deceives us. And sometimes we walk along and we don't realize ourselves that we're in a place of deception. He's a father of lies. He says, what are you doing here? You're in the wrong place. No, I'm not. No, you're not. And if we're honest with each other, a lot of us have been anxious. Some, it turns to worry. Which is even, you know, we don't want to be in that place of worry. It says, what can worry do for you, to 1 hour within a day, you know? Today's got enough worries of its own without having to worry.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.